authority is almost an external thing that God has like given. So it's like resting on the parents. Hey guys, welcome to the 5-Minute Fatherhood Podcast. I'm your co-host, Jeff Bethke, along with my friend and mentor, Jeremy Pryor. Join us Monday through Friday as we chat about quick tips, skills, and ways to help equip you on your journey as a father to build your multi-generational family team on mission. Stay tuned.
Hey guys, welcome to the 5-Minute Fatherhood. What do you do when your son tries to overthrow your wife? This is actually a very serious problem, especially if you have toddlers, and it gets more serious if they're older, but we're going to stick with the little kids. So we got this question on our Facebook group, and there was an awesome conversation that happened, but my buddy Blake came in and said a few things I just thought were really interesting because he dealt with this very specifically. So one of the things, or he and his wife Chandler did two things. So one thing he does is when he leaves, he puts his hand on his wife and, you know, he says, hey, boys tend to be really hierarchical. And possibly what's going on here is that they're trying to figure out, hey, I can tell dad's big and strong. He's got a really deep voice. And I don't know if I can overthrow him, but I'm looking at this woman and I think I can take her, you know? So that's a problem. And so the two things they worked on was just delegating authority, making sure that there's a complete united front between the husband and the wife, and just saying, look, she is in charge. She is over you. You are under her, you know, and just making that clear, continuing to reinforce that language, making sure you follow back up when you come home, that authority is fully transferred, and that he, if he doesn't have as much respect in that this season of his life for your wife as he does for you, that you are the one fully really working on passing that on and making sure that he's aware of that. The other thing is that I guess Blake's wife, Chandler, read a article about how the way dogs work is that they pin each other to sort of come up with a pecking order. And so the alpha dog goes around and sort of pins every other dog. And so one day when she was having this problem with their son, she decided to pin him. Which I think is awesome. Yeah. So she just took him down. She's like, you might not think I got it, but I do. And so she pinned him until he stopped wriggling and then let him up. You know, I don't know. Maybe we have more in common with the dog world than we think. But what do you think, Jeff?
Yeah, dog world or WWF, depending on how you know, translate it. I love that, though. I think, one thing I think of is that I think it relates to is that me and Alyssa make it a very big deal whenever, and they do it kind of in an innocent way in the beginning. They're not like super trying to manipulate us, but like we make a very big deal when we hear the kids ask me something and then I say no or yes, and then go ask Alyssa the same thing because I said no or something, right? And then vice versa. Yeah. They ask Alyssa and then they come ask me. And I think that's like a tangent of that and a related version of that, of like, no, that's our opportunity to really hone in that we are like an, not just a unified team, but like at some level, we're actually like the same organism. Like at some level, we're the same thing, according to scripture. We have been united into one flesh. And so to us, that's how we really hold that line, which I think then can translate over to the wife in the sense of like when she's speaking with that authority, not just from the father, but from the actual entity of the marriage that's actually given from God over the children. And so, that's just one way we've kind of that we've seen is like we actually make a bit like it. We make a big deal out of like if they hear me say no to something and then I hear them go ask Alyssa, like it's pause, it's huddle up, like you're not going to do that type of thing. And here's why. And it's just fruitless. Like we kind of try to prove to them like that is a fruitless endeavor. You will never be able to split this up because we have the same level of authority. We have the same level of power that God has kind of stewarded or given us to steward over you is what we tell them. And so to serve you and to train you and to grow you and to make you more into the image of Jesus and a disciple. So that's just like a tangent of that, but I think that's great. I think an actual authority as an external source that's resting on us, I think is huge.
Yeah.
Not just like, oh, I'm grabbing this and owning this, but authority is almost an external thing that God has like given. So it's like resting on the parents. And we then also have to feel that pressure of like, this is not our own power grab, but this is an authority that we've been given that we actually have to steward. Right. And if we steward it poorly, then it goes poorly and we're responsible. And so I think, that's really huge to us. But I don't know if you'd end with anything else or if that's what you'd say.
And it's important that Alyssa pins Cannon, right?
Yes, exactly.
We're going to live stream that on Family Teams.
Exactly. And power bomb them. And we actually do that. I'm a big old wrestling guy. So we pick them up, we throw them. I'm all about that.
Yeah, awesome. All right, let's see that. Let's make that happen.
Hey guys, can I just ask you a quick favor? If you could just pause real quick, well, actually after I'm done with this, so it makes sense, for about 30 seconds and just rate and review this podcast. We can 10x the number of dads we help through this content if our podcast can be found by more dads. And one of the weird main things about this podcast game is that how they get ranked and how they get in front of other people essentially is because of how it gets rated and reviewed. So if you can just give a quick, honest rating and review, we would greatly, greatly appreciate it. Thanks, guys.